The following program is sponsored by the Synergy Group Incorporated, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. The Synergy Group Incorporated, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by the advisors at Synergy should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. Annuity guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company and state agency limits. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person. And each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. The financial professionals at Synergy are not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as a solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
800-883-9903. That's our number, 800-883-9903. And don't forget to go online to synergygroupinc.com, synergygroupinc.com. Welcome to Locks on Your Retirement. My name is Melissa, and today we're talking about something that hits people right in the gut, that fear of running out of money in retirement. A new USA Today report says that 67% of Americans fear outliving their savings more than they fear death. So again, this is not a gloom and doom show, but we're going to get to that first. Let me say hello to Mr. Roy Locks. Roy, my friend, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. I trust you are as well.
I'm doing well. And I, you know what? I'm always going to give you pressure when you're at the shore. When are we going to get another book? I'm just asking.
I keep looking for new chapters to add, but I haven't gone to the point of about putting pen to paper yet. That's an old phrase, but it holds true, pen to paper. You know, a lot of things now are dictated verbally, just, you know, you speak it out and then have to go back and make 47 corrections because there were words in there that you didn't mean to be in or they're misspelled or something. All the digital technology that collects your voice and writes it out for you.
Yeah, well, if you are new to the show and don't realize that Roy does have a book, it's called Lessons Learned at the Shore, which he wrote at the shore, and it's got some great lessons in there that compare the shore to your retirement. You can go to synergygroupinc.com to find out more about the book. And so, like I said, Roy, you know, we have a report that shows a majority of Americans fear outliving their savings more than they fear death. And so why has this fear become so powerful for so many people?
You know, I've been in the industry for a long, long time, and that fear, that 67% number has tracked through the time that I've spent in this industry, Melissa. I don't know why it hasn't improved. I mean, technology has given us the opportunity to be better prepared for a lot of things, including our retirement. But from the get-go, I mean, AARP, USA Today, that's a two-third number holds true. Now, for many people, it may be a realization that, hey, I haven't started and I'm 62 and I need to get some cash together. Or for others, it's just an uncertainty. You know, they probably worked 20, 30, 40 years in whatever profession that was. I mean, maybe it was delivering the mail. Maybe it was a surgeon. Maybe it was a pharmacist. Maybe it was a plumber. And they know how to do that very, very well. I mean, if someone asks a plumber how you change this valve or change this piece of equipment, they'll be able to tell you how to do that and be able to do it very well. If I tried to do the same thing, obviously, I'd have a problem. And I think a lot of people just don't have the experience working in finances, particularly in how to determine how do you take a $300,000 or a $2 million 401 and convert that into a monthly stream of income that won't run out at age 85. And a lot of the old tests that were there have proven to go by the wayside in today's style and circumstance. And it does require, I think it requires an expert standing beside you walk through those retirement years to take that fear away.
Yeah. 800-883-9903 is the suggestion I have for if you're looking for someone or if you need a second opinion. 800-883-9903. You know, I know some friends who just completely, it's almost like they get paralyzed when fear comes in.
I'm had the paper.
Mm-hmm. Again, 800-883-9903. And like Roy said, they do free educational programming as a way to, you know, educate you and get you to feel more comfortable about your circumstance or at least know what's going on and what to look for. And if you want to be part of those programs, then go to synergygroupinc.com, S-Y-N-E. ergygroupinc.com and go to the events tab. And that's where you can see the schedule of events that they have planned just for you. You know, the other thing too that is different, because I do feel like with baby boomers and maybe Gen Xers and moving forward to millennials, that, you know, it's a different vibe when it comes to retirement, because you're having to plan so much, not only of your own retirement, which is like pensions, you know, people rarely get pensions anymore. And then add on to that, people are living longer. So your retirement really could last 30, maybe even 40 years. And so maybe, do you think that contributes to some of this fear of outliving their money?
Yeah, now one of the statistics that we use at the class talks about the fact that if you have a 65-year-old couple, there's a 25% chance that one of the two of them is going to live to age 95. If you retire at 65, 95 is 30 years down the road. So you may feel that funds are adequate now. And the fear comes in, is that same statement going to be able to be made 30 years from now? And again, sitting with a good advisor, taking a look at what you have, what other resources are there, Social Security and pension, if there happens to be one of those, or dividend producing income or real estate investments or whatever that is, does that combination meet the budgetary needs? Is that able to be adjusted to handle inflation? Because if you just look at today's needs and don't realize that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, because of inflation, you're going to need an increase. If you don't build inflation protection into your retirement budget, there's a good reason to worry about failing. And then again, if you're not doing this on a daily basis, a lot of times that would be a very easy thing, a very silent way to not realize something should be in a plan, inflation protection, that oftentimes is overlooked.
Yeah. Again, 800-883-9903. You're listening to Locks on Your Retirement with Synergy Group. And Roy, let's talk about healthcare, because assisted living now averages around $6,200 per month in the U.S. So how does that one number change the whole retirement conversation?
Well, again, the second most feared thing in the country is, again, that number right there. If you're a senior running out of money and potentially running out of money because of a long-term care situation. If you take it apart, there are different strategies that should be used based on what financial wherewithal is. If you're at $750,000 or less, you probably should consider looking at a long-term care policy if you're eligible for such a thing. The reason is that your resources would be taxed very strongly trying to support an additional $1,000 out of pocket. Above that 750 number, oftentimes we will counsel on looking at self-funding that. If I had $1 million of investments generating a 6% return, basically I'm covering, without spending any principal, the amount of that $6,000 a month long care. Social Security, pension, whatever else was coming before will still be there for the spouse that's at home. But without taking all those things apart, without saying, what is my circumstance? What are my desires? Because the budget's not just the things that we have to do. It needs to include the things we want to do. Mm-hmm. And it should include those want to do things in earlier years of retirement rather than delaying them, because you'll never be healthier. You'll never be more vibrant than you are at the early years of retirement. And if you don't do it then, you're likely not to do it.
You know, it's funny. My son is about 11, and I don't know how we got on the subject of health. He has a lot of, you know, older people in his family. And I try to kind of compare the body to a car, just so that it's not as, a scary prospect when it comes to getting older. I'm like, you know, an older car just needs more maintenance. An older car, you expect to have problems, and it's normal, it's understood. And then if you pay attention to it, you can let that car run much longer than normal. And, you know, Roy has, you know, antique cars. He knows this. But the thing is, a lot of people seem afraid to talk about healthcare. They're afraid to kind of face what the future might hold. Do you find that to be a difficult conversation with new clients when it comes to their health?
Yeah, using that car analogy, I think when we were first married and, you know, the fenders and bumpers were being held on the cars that we were able to afford at that time, maybe with duct tape. And now having a few classic cars, when you look at the 71 Olds that I have, it had a sticker price back in 71 of about $4,800. Those cars are worth $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 in today's market, simply because they are, you know, they are much older, and those costs have appreciated because of the rarity of them. But it's not the same circumstance, though, with us. I mean, we want to live to our 90s if God gives us the health. Now, I will say my mom's situation at 88, developing Alzheimer's and 3 years of really in this circumstance, with one day being a little bit deeper in the Alzheimer's situation, the falls that happened, the fear that happened there. I don't want that. I know people listening to radio don't want that either. But if God gives us the health, then we want to make sure that we've done the planning to make sure that the finances that we have, whether that's $200,000 or $10 million, are designed to handle that longevity situation. And if a state's larger, we ought to start thinking about, too, what can we do to reduce taxes? Because if it's not a long-term care expense, I got a government sitting in D.C. that says, I'll suck up 30% of that money when you die in a heartbeat. So let's do some planning on the long-term care side. Let's do some tax planning for the kids and legacy. Let's do a comprehensive retirement plan when you walk through that door that takes those fears away. Because if you understand your options, if you've got a plan in place, you're much more likely to not have the fear.
Agreed. And face it. 800-883-9903. We were taught as kids to face your fear. So go ahead and see what you can do about your retirement future. 800-883-9903. We only have about a minute left. I'm going to introduce a new topic, but we'll talk more about it after the break, and that's Social Security. And here's this statistic. If Congress does nothing, retirees could potentially face a 28% cut in monthly benefits by 2032. So like I said, in a minute, do you think that's going to happen, or you think they're going to figure something out before then?
I'm going to wait till we come back to go into detail. I would take the statement that if we understand the options of what's coming forward, we can eliminate a lot of the fear.
I like that. Well, you know, again, you know, 2032 is not that far away, and, you know, it has to do with government. And so, again, we're not a gloom and doom show, but that is the potential, is up to a 28% cut. But like I said, we'll talk about that after the break. Now, if you're someone who has never worked with anyone, I absolutely invite you to call 800-883-9903. You can also go online at synergygroupinc.com, S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y, groupinc.com. And that's where you can find out all about their educational programming if you want to get to know these guys better, on the events tab. And don't forget Roy's book, Lessons Learned at the Shore, is also available, synergygroupinc.com. And we'll be back with Locks on Your Retirement with Synergy Group right after this.
You could be 5 or 10 years away from retirement, or it could be tomorrow. If you have financial concerns about retirement, attend a workshop from Synergy Group. Just go to synergygroupinc.com. That's synergygroupinc.com to register.
It's the IRS, and they want some of your retirement money. Like it or not, you're going to owe taxes on your 401k. The good news is you may be able to reduce your tax bill with some strategic planning. Financial advisor Jason Locks and the team at Synergy Group are here to help. You'll work together to craft a plan that is designed to help make sure you don't pay a penny more than you should, because you deserve to keep as much as possible of what you've earned. So call Jason Locks and the team at Synergy Group before this tax-saving opportunity is gone. 800-883-9903. That's 800-883-9903. It's time to preserve the retirement you deserve without giving more than necessary to the IRS. Call Jason and the team at Synergy Group now to schedule your 401k tax review. 800-883-9903. Securities offered through JW Cole Financial, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through JW Cole Advisors, Inc., JW Cole Financial, Inc., JW Cole Advisors, Inc., and Synergy Financial Group are unaffiliated entities. The Synergy Group, Inc. may not give tax advice.
Two words, same letters, very different meanings. Reacting and creating. Do you want to always be reacting to the latest news in retirement? Or do you want to help create a retirement plan where the news doesn't matter? Now is a great time to be creating your financial future. Call financial advisor Jason Locks and the team at Synergy Group. 800-883-9903. They'll help you think through all sorts of different scenarios so tomorrow's headlines won't derail your retirement dreams. That's the power of proactive planning. Call Jason Locks and the team at Synergy Group to start creating your financial future. 800-883-9903. That's 800-883-9903. Create a plan now so you don't have to react later. Securities offered through JW Cole Financial, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Where's your money? Probably in a savings account, a 401k plan, and the trash can. That's right. If you're overpaying in taxes, you might as well be throwing away your hard-earned money. Call Jason Locks to see if he can help you get your money where it belongs, out of the garbage and in your pocket. 800-883-9903. That's 800-883-9903.
800-883-9903. That's our number, 800-883-9903. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Locks on Your Retirement with Synergy Group. I'm here today with Roy Locks. Jason is out. Roy and Jason have been contributors to Fox Business News, CNBC, Investopedia, and U.S. News and World Report. And Roy, like we've talked about, is also the author of the book Lessons Learned at the Shore. And you can find out more at synergygroupinc.com, S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y, groupinc.com. Before the break, we were talking about Social Security, and I gave the statistic that if Congress does nothing about Social Security, retirees could potentially face a 28% cut in monthly benefits by 2032. Now, when it comes to politics, I always think, well, of course, we're going to get these big, exaggerated, threatening, you know, numbers and stats. But what should people do with that information right now, whether it happens or whether it doesn't?
Well, again, what you've been talking about through the whole show is if you take the item in question and address it by getting good information and looking at your own unique circumstance, you can address those fears, whether that's something you control or something that's in the hands of the U.S. Congress. Social Security has a long history, and it is so deeply entrenched in our political system that if it's not maintained pretty much 100% for those currently receiving Social Security benefits, there are going to be 435 different representatives in Congress after the midterm election if they announced in July that Social Security was going down 28%. That probably will not happen. Over the years, I've seen changes that they've made in Social Security where they changed the file and suspend options that used to be there that were very lucrative but cost the government a lot of money. They've raised the age when you can start Social Security. They've raised the amount of earnings that you earn that are taxed under Social Security. There are a lot of things they have done to shore up Social Security, and there will other changes that will come as well. Some make very good sense. Others you want to be careful of. Social Security is one of those things that there is a lot of apprehension, a lot of fear out there, but because there's a wide range of choices. You can start normal Social Security at age 62, or you can delay it all the way up to age 70. And there's a whole host of reasons to start at 62 and a whole bunch of reasons to start at 70. And if you have a unique conversation, unique being, how does this affect me and my family? And then you understand the best option for you. Social Security optimization is one of the biggest things that we help a client to do, to understand when to make the choice, why it makes sense to start here as opposed to waiting there, the ramifications on when we start taking Social Security, combined with when we start the non-pension asset, combined with when we start the 401 distributions. All of that goes into building a retirement plan that takes the elimination of that fear of running out of money and puts it way, way in the back burner.
Yeah. Again, 800-883-9903, synergygroupinc.com. I've said this before on the show, Roy, that I had a friend who took her Social Security as soon as it was offered. And then later on said, you know what? I regret that decision. I should have thought more through it. And I wonder is it harder for people, you think, to delay it because they know it's available? Or do you think that was just a case where, hey, it's here, I don't want to think about it, I'm just going to knee jerk it and then end up making the wrong decision?
I think that's it, Melissa. I mean, until you have all of the facts, you know, what would it be at 62, 65, 70? If I'm still working, how does that affect the ability to generate current income? If I die, what does this mean to the surviving spouse? Because oftentimes, one of the Social Security checks is much higher than the other, and that will affect the distribution that comes to the spouse that's remaining if that check was the lower of the two amounts. All of those things go into play. You know, we just came past Memorial Day on a country that's been here 250 years, and Social Security hasn't been here all of those years, but it has been here since Roosevelt a long, long time ago. Promises were made that Social Security would never be taxed, and that fell by the wayside by both Republican and Democratic action in Congress. If there's anything we can be certain of, that there will be changes. And if there's another thing that you probably will be certain of, that if you're not aware of those changes, you should find someone who is and bring them alongside of you so that you make the best decisions for you and your family.
Yeah. And I, again, encourage you to call these guys because they've been doing this a long time and they know they've seen everything at this point. 800-883-9903. I often think that people are hesitant to call if they feel embarrassed that they're not where they're supposed to be. And so it's like, well, how do you know where you're supposed to be if you haven't really looked at everything? So 800-883-9903. And this is another thing, Roy, that I saw, that only a small percentage of Americans actually do retirement planning regularly, and only about a third work with a financial advisor. So we're talking about the majority of people are not paying attention to this. And between, you know, we've already talked about Social Security and healthcare. I mean, we could do a whole day's worth of conversation on everything that you need to really look at when it comes to retirement. So why do you think that people aren't doing what they should be doing in order to have a better retirement?
Again, if you've delayed things to the point where now a decision that has to be made tomorrow, and there's probably some fear, is it too late to even have a conversation? For some folks, unfortunately, Melissa, they haven't done any financial savings. Maybe they just didn't. So all they're going to have is Social Security. Obviously, getting that right is a big deal. But maybe they don't need a financial planner if they haven't built up some assets in the 401. I think maybe that's a real statement, because well over 40% of the population, Social Security is a predominant source of retirement income. Maybe they don't need an advisor to help with the other side. But, you know, an advisor could certainly help them make the right Social Security decision. Don't shy away from that. You know, there's a relationship that develops with those folks who trust us. I mean, there's a lot of great brokerages in Pittsburgh, not as many retirement focused, but a lot of great financial firms in Pittsburgh. We're unique. We treat our clients as a family. In the next 3 months, we have a movie day where we'll bring several hundred of our clients to watch a movie with. We have a car cruise coming up where we'll say, if you got a classy car, let's get together and have some fun. We have a picnic coming up, and we do all of these things because we want a relationship that goes beyond just the financial piece of the puzzle. We have to do that right. We do our best to make sure we do that right, and we have done that since 1988. But we don't leave our clients on an island, whether it's finances or finding some ways to interact with them in a social meeting as well.
So again, 800-883-9903. You know, one last scenario I've noticed that has happened not only in the news, but in my personal circle as well, is people who have not yet retired, but have been laid off by their company since COVID. And so, you know, here's a situation where people are, you know, they may have saved some, but there's this gap between them and Medicare. There's a gap between them and Social Security. There's this gap where they're not working. So that's another situation, I assume, that people need to call 800-883-9903, and you can help them through that as well.
Without question. I mean, the AI circumstance out there is changing industries out there, and people are losing jobs, as you said, starting in the COVID circumstance, but going forward today with AI. At Synergy, we have not only a bevy of retirement financial analysts, we have 6 financial counselors who do retirement planning, but we also house an expert on health insurance, whether that's Medicare, predominantly for Medicare. But if it means that you're forced to retire, desire to retire at 61, we can counsel you on choices on healthcare, looking at COBRA, looking at Penny, looking at the options that are there. Next to our healthcare expert, we have a CPA in the office. We are not, as financial advisors, allowed to give tax advice. No financial advisor is. It requires a CPA to do that. We have a CPA in our office, so we can walk down the hall and say, hey, Bill just found out he's going to get some gas royalties, or he sold a property, a business property. He needs some help with this, and we can provide that in-house. He also does taxes for a good number of our clients if that's something they desire. But when you walk through the door at Synergy, it's not just a financial solution that happens, and it's a team of experts that can counsel you in many different areas of retirement.
Yeah. Again, 800-883-9903. If you're someone looking for an advisor, you need a second opinion, even if you're a business owner and trying to figure out how to transition your business after you retire, 800-883-9903. And don't forget to go online for the events that they have for you at SynergyGroupInc.com, SynergyGroupInc.com, at the events tab. And so we are out of time, but Roy, anything else you'd like to tell the audience?
You know, usually Jay and I are together. He'll talk about something going on in his life, and it's wonderful to have worked 30-some years with your son and son-in-law, and his family business has given me the opportunity to do that. We always tell people the importance of those relationships, the time you spend with your family, your friends, the time you take to worship in the church of your choice. And always remember to do the best planning you can, and God will provide.
Jason Locks understands that market volatility and economic worries can be unsettling. That is why Synergy Group prioritizes their clients' financial objectives while focusing on risk in retirement. If you don't understand the risk you are taking on, give Jason Locks a call at 800-883-9903 to get a complimentary consultation. That's 800-883-9903.
Two words, same letters, very different meanings. Reacting and creating. Do you want to always be reacting to the latest news in retirement? Or do you want to help create a retirement plan where the news doesn't matter? Now is a great time to be creating your financial future. Call financial advisor Jason Locks and the team at Synergy Group. 800-883-9903. They'll help you think through all sorts of different scenarios so tomorrow's headlines won't derail your retirement dreams. That's the power of proactive planning. Call Jason Locks and the team at Synergy Group to start creating your financial future. 800-883-9903. That's 800-883-9903. Create a plan now so you don't have to react later. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.